Does this mean there are no benefits to solo dining? Not at all. While communal dining has health benefits, there are positive aspects to eating alone as well. For some, eating alone helps them recharge and reduce stress after being in a socially demanding environment all day. There is also more personal choice and independence when eating alone, with no need to consider others' food needs or preferences. To get the full benefits of eating alone, distractions must be set aside. Without conversation or digital screens capturing your attention, the flavors, smells, and textures of the food become more enjoyable. Quiet moments of eating with nothing else to distract you can also spark creativity. Rarely does a good idea become apparent to a person without the brain having the time and freedom to wander. Quietly eating a meal is an opportunity for this. Eating with others and dining alone both have value. Shared meals build connection, while solo meals offer space to recharge. The key is being present. So the next time you sit down to eat, turn off your screen, slow down, and enjoy the moment, whether you're with other people or on your own. Talk about it. Do you prefer to eat with others or alone? Why? Are you surprised by the benefits of eating with others? Explain. Word bank. Scarcely. I've been so busy this week that I've scarcely had time to eat. Disorder. It is becoming more common for people to be diagnosed with anxiety disorders. Confine. During the pandemic, citizens were told to confine themselves to their homes. Emphasis. The coach emphasized the importance of being a team player. Demanding. My new job is a lot more demanding than I had expected. Texture. This ice cream has an unusual texture. Distract. Put your phone in another room when you study so that it won't distract you. Apparent. It was apparent that her words had upset him, but she didn't seem to notice. More information. Dinner time. Communal.